The back-to-back champions, All Blacks, take on two-time winners South Africa in the match of the weekend at the Rugby World Cup in Japan. Both teams are eager to stamp their mark with a dominant performance in Yokohama tomorrow night. So are the Boks capable of putting a dent in the All Blacks' hopes of a three-peat? And how much would a loss hurt the defending champs? Rugby reporter Joe Porter is in Tokyo.
Time is up on the clock. The All Blacks charge. The kick is good. And the game is drawn.
The Springboks are more confident than ever after knocking over the All Blacks in Wellington in 2018 before holding them to a draw in the capital in July. Their fans are equally enthused, and Richard has a prediction, or maybe even a prophecy, that should have the All Blacks scared.
95, we won the World Cup. I was there. 2007 in France, I was there, we won. And exactly the same period now, we're going to win now.
Three times the charm.
Because from 2007 to now is the same gap to 95.
It's all lighting up.
So go think about it.
Coach Rassie Erasmus is largely behind the Boks' newfound self-belief, and the former flanker hasn't been afraid to put pressure on the referees ahead of tomorrow night's match, claiming the world's top team, i.e. the All Blacks, receive favourable treatment. That theory doesn't fly with All Blacks coach Steve Hansen, who says Erasmus is out of order.
Whilst I've got a lot of respect for South Africa and particularly Rassie, I think he's a great coach. I don't agree with what he's doing. He's trying to put pressure on the referee externally, and you know they're under enough pressure already.
Hansen and the All Blacks are used to that pressure and will embrace it again tomorrow night.
If people can see, well, hey, this team is in a state where it can perform really well, then you know that'll give them a bit of confidence. If we lost the game by a massive margin, well, look out, you know, there'll be hysteria, and probably rightly so.
While the loser of the test is still all but certain to make the quarterfinals, the winner will take a psychological edge into the next game they play, which could well be the World Cup final.
Obviously it's big, it's massive, obviously a lot of emotions which vary from excitement to nerves, to pride, you know, because this is a big game for us.
Rassie Erasmus isn't shying away from the size of the occasion, and neither is the All Blacks World Cup debutant Richie Mo'unga, who's back at first five, pushing Beauden Barrett to fullback.
I think that's what it's about. As All Blacks, we walk in and we embrace all the challenges, and this is a huge challenge for us, so I'll soak it up. I'll be out in the middle of the field just looking around and thinking, wow, what an amazing time to be here, but knowing in the back of my head I have a job to do.
Embracing the moment is something All Blacks fans have been doing in Tokyo ahead of the big match.
How's the build-up? Can you feel a bit of a vibe around the place?
Well, is it funny you should say that? We just bumped into the All Blacks this morning. Wouldn't believe it. Kieran Reid, Dane Coles, Sam Whitelock.
It's not exactly a small city either.
Yeah, although we couldn't wait that one out. It was pretty crazy.
And they're confident the All Blacks will get the job done against the Boks before meeting them again in the final.
Oh, I got $20 already at the TAB on All Blacks South Africa final. Not it was bad, paying $5.80 and it's now come down to about $5.40.
Brilliant. I saw some pundit has put $50k on the All Blacks to win the whole thing, paying only $2.50. Yep. Another madman's put $50k on the All Blacks to win every single match, only paying $2.75. They must be rich jokers having a laugh, right?
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that'll be steel balls, the punter coming back in. He hasn't been around for a while, has he?
The winner of tomorrow night's test might not need balls of steel to win, but they'll need to hold on to a slippery ball with wet weather forecast for Yokohama. In Tokyo, mō te hōtaka o te atene, ko Joe Porter aho.